Last night we had Best of Vandals Wrestling. Before I let you go, talk a little bit about the match we had last night, the 2016 Dual Team Sectional.
Yeah, it was a good win for us. I think that was the year we took fourth in a dual team and won that match of sectionals. I just kind of remember it seemed like early on it was kind of we traded pins back and forth, and we'd slid Bobby Bradley up because we felt like we could kind of trade points there, and I think after eight bouts, I think we were up by three, and then we got to 113, and I think we won the last six. You know, I just kind of remember that season. You know, we seemed like we got bit by the injury bug, and proud of the kids for fighting through it. You know, and Tanner kind of had ankle issue he was dealing with, and kind of had to gut out a match and win 2-1. Against the Mays kid, and then obviously Chaston, breaking his hand, and then wrestling the last month of the season with a broken hand. It was just incredible. And, got a tough win there for us. And then Jared got down a little bit to a good wrestler and came back and pinned him and kind of sealed the deal. And so, yeah, I just remember, it was definitely a night of, excitement or pride in the fact that those kids, kind of battled through some adversity there and didn't make excuses and were able to pull out big wins and get it done. So definitely proud of them and still remember that duel. And we've had a lot of good ones up there at Litchfield and had a lot of success in that gym. So it's kind of our home away from home. So
yeah, it's kind of been that way. Just the way the gym's made. First off, it's kind of close quarters a little bit. And like you said, had some big wins up there, get a good crowd up there every time. So yeah, it's been a little bit of a home away from home, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. We wrestled at that tournament up there and at the end of the season and then before the postseason starts, and it's definitely a place we're familiar with, and like you said, we always get a huge crowd, and proud of our fans, like I always talk about, for turning out. This year, like I said, it'll be a little different with some of the restrictions, but hopefully between your radio broadcast and our video, we can bring the games to people and matches to people, and they won't miss out. And a lot of the schools are operating off the same video systems that we are. So, today is one of them where they can turn on the radio and listen to you describe what they're watching on the video. So, hopefully we're figuring out ways to get creative and still keep people tuned in. And hopefully soon we'll be able to fill the stands again and get it back to what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, bringing that up, I did want to say I'm not going to do the JV game today, and this is just my mistake, but I'm going to try to do that going forward for everybody. I just wasn't thinking honestly about that. It's not something I normally do, but after today, I'm not going to do the JV game, but I'm going to try to starting on Tuesday. So we'll we'll try to work that out, and we'll see how things go. And I might do underclass football too if we need that too. I hadn't really thought about that before somebody brought it up, but I thought no, that's a good idea. I should do some of the JV games, because obviously folks can't be there. So, it's something I didn't think about for today, unfortunately, but going to try to work that in going forward.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
That is Vandals Athletic Director Jason Clay. It is 8:26 on this Saturday morning.